What season is it in the mind? The mind can have many seasons. It can have cold and heat. It can have thunder and sunshine. It can have storms and calm. Whatever the season might be, we have a practice to do, and that practice can always sustain an openness of heart and a readiness to learn from the season, from the conditions, just as they are. This, after all, is the heart of the work that we must do. We must be ever present, willing to face changing conditions, and develop an evenness of mind. Just like the earth, whatever we throw on the earth is so accepting and tolerant, up to a point. And rightly so. Why should we devalue the earth? Why should we abuse it? What right do we have? But if we don't practice mindfulness, if we don't take responsibility, if we have no gratitude or loving kindness, if we have no patience or conscientiousness, how can we treat even the earth kindly, properly, in a healthy way? How can we treat ourselves healthily, kindly, in a good way, in a caring way? We practice not to look at the external seasons, but to focus on the internal season. Bring awareness to that. Know it. Feel it. Understand it. And if we're suffering, we must be aware of that. How to bring peace to the mind that is struggling. How to bring blamelessness to a mind that is caught up with blaming. How to allow the sunrise to awaken in a mind beset with worry and fever, with restlessness and distraction, with ill winds and selfishness. What sun can rise on such mind states? It would be a dark season indeed if we dwell perpetually in such contracted and inhospitable states of mind. So we practice awareness earnestly to be doctor, nurse, 24/7 care for the mind. Unless we can heal the illness within us, the blessings that we wish for in this world will be very limited. Unsustainable. So we practice to look and see properly what is the state of the mind. Is there a lot of wanting? Are there obsessive thoughts? Is there unresolved resentment or negativity? We look scrupulously, unflinchingly. We look and investigate. We stop in the silence to pay attention to this moment, to the conditions here within us, where we can make a great difference in our lives just by doing this moment by moment in the quiet. Letting go thinking, we stop the mind from wandering. We allow it to settle here and now. This is good. This is healthy. There's a sweetness, a contentment to rest in simplicity, giving ourselves to it, being fully present for it, open, receptive, kind, awake, wise. Knowing, how is this body, how is this mind? This is the work of a courageous doctor. We are ready to heal, to bring healing, not demanding healing from others or expecting the world to cure us of our ills by sensory experience. In fact, in letting go the world, we find deeper treasures and gifts. Most rare jewels are here in the heart, not in a cave somewhere, but here in the cave of the heart are the diamonds, invaluable. They cannot be bought. They can only be discovered. It's as if they have been hidden from our view by our thoughts and our ignorance, our lack of attention, our disinterest, our distraction. So, we are present, we look within, and we rise up out of the muddy water like a baby lotus, spreading our petals into the light so that we can see clearly at last what there is to be seen. We're not seeing with our eyes, the optic eye, nor with I-ness, egoism, self-interest, or upholding this selfness. But we're seeing from a renounced selflessness, wishing for the benefit of our own minds, maturity, and for the benefit of all beings. Just as we are beings, blessings to each other and to ourselves, we wish for benefit, benevolence, and kindness to all unequivocally, beyond convention, beyond worldly distinctions. We could be from another planet, it doesn't matter. that we are here together as beings on this path, seeking the highest wisdom through insight to know what can be known within us in the darkest night. There is no season that can stop us from knowing what there is to know. What must we know? The Buddha tells us plainly to know our struggle, just to feel that. The fear, the tightness, the exhaustion. And we touch it with the heart. We know it as it is. We feel that, and we offer that to the present moment. We place it on the shrine of the heart. Not me, not mine, just conditions, unpleasant, impermanent, and they are suffering. But we let them go. We offer them up in the moment and let them go. And then we feel it again. But in one moment, we put down the struggle. We see its nature. And in putting it down, we see the ending of it. So is every moment of our life, just passing by. So we sit and observe this transience. It's incalculable. It's been moving since the day we were born, and it will continue impermanent like a river, flowing in consciousness until we die. That is the nature of experience, arising and ceasing endlessly, nothing that we can hold on to or preserve or own. It will always change. Therein is our struggle. We want things not to change. That cannot be. But this loosens the tentacles of selfhood, of self-interest, of gaining and losing, of happiness and pain, of being important or useless. No. This transience of all things tears the self away from our deluded reality and reveals to us an expansive, impersonal, universal truth that does not change, that is beyond this changingness. And in that, we can find a security unlike anywhere else, the only point upon which we can rest and be safe and balanced. It is in fact just a falling away, an emptying out. And there is a joyous beauty in that, indescribable, incomparable, that we could never nuance before. because the mind has been clenched around ownership, control, possessing things, experiences, investing in things that cannot last, that do not belong to us, to anyone. Even this earth, we might claim ownership of a piece of the earth. It can never be owned. One day it will swallow us up. How could we possibly be swallowed up by something that we own? So our assumptions are flawed. This present moment awareness takes us to the middle way, from ignorance to wisdom, from prison to liberation, from vulnerability to harmlessness. We can neither be harmed by anyone, nor can we cause harm to anyone. It is the complete ending of fear. The truest state of nonviolence. An incomparable peace that does not depend on peace in the world, because the world is caught up in ignorance, in hate, love and hate, high and low, ugly and beautiful. It's running to extremes all the time. We cannot control that. What we can do is change our mind to open to this reality, to understand it from deep within the heart, through this process of purification, moment by moment. Knowing this possibility, we practice. We're like a field. We're archaeologists digging. We don't know how to dig, so we learn. We probe. We investigate. We examine, not thinking, but seeing, piercing through the veil of ignorance. We pierce and penetrate. We turn things backwards and forwards, examining all aspects of what arises in consciousness, so that we can fully comprehend the truth of things. And when we know these truths for ourselves, we will be completely at peace, joyous and radiant. Moment by moment, present, letting go thought. It's a process of purifying the mind. When the breath arises, we're with the breath. When there's a gap, we're aware of the gap. Then the out-breath, we know that. in breath, out breath, tirelessly navigating, not controlling, but just staying present, renouncing the future, letting go of the past, the total forgiveness of all conditions. And if we cannot forgive, we must examine that. What are we tight around? Where is the resistance? How can we open and let that go and let that be and truly allow things to be as they are? Sharpening attention. We must not feed the hindrances. If there is wanting in the mind, let it go. Do not feed that, but restore the mind again and again to presence here, now. Nowhere to go, nothing to be. Nothing to know, but just this present knowing. Spacious, open, powerful, energized. Vigilant with the breath, with the body, with whatever object you're focusing on. Be with that fully, sincerely, devotedly. We're not here to create anything, but just to witness what is already. To be informed at last by truth. To be willing to acknowledge things as they are, even if it's painful. We must own it and acknowledge it, not as a person, but as a witness. Be accountable. Yes, this is how we feel. If it's wholesome, we sustain it. If it's impure, we clear it. We let it go. We support the clarity of the mind. Whatever dulls the mind, we remove. We untie the knots, disentangle. We may feel very knotted inside. One by one, we untangle the knots so that we can breathe freely, beautifully, joyfully, gratefully. Mindfulness means minding the mind, just like a mother that would mind that child. That means care for the loving kindness. In this way, we mind our consciousness so that we can practice awareness in the most free and open way, so that we fully stay with the presence of what is arising. as it arises, as it's sustained in consciousness, and as it falls away, that we don't miss a beat of this present moment concerto. We listen to it deeply, listening with our whole hearts, our minds, listening, peering in, seeing through. Even if we are blind, we can see inside the mind, inside our consciousness. There is an insight that can know what is true. Any doubt, any thoughts, any delusion, we vanquish it. Any dullness, any distraction in consciousness, we clarify, we purify, so that we can know fully what is to be known. Discovering the treasure, momentous. We listen to the silence and let it pour through the mind, revealing what we long to know. It is wordless, no words. A wisdom revealed through intuitive awareness. We peel away the layers that disguise this truth. We understand more and more the impermanence, the unsatisfactoriness of all conditioned phenomena that may arise in consciousness. We see them pass, arise and pass, and we do not attach to any of it. We let it all flow. And we sustain that total, uninterrupted awareness that is purified. It is not the objects that will enlighten the mind, but the purity of that which knows those objects. That knowing. That is the practice that will free us. And there is no one to free, but there is freedom. There is waking up. What happiness for us, that truth.